USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says the UK variant of the coronavirus is now in all 50 states. New data from the agency shows more than 15,000 cases of the highly transmissible variant in the U.S., with cases reported in all 50 states. Florida has more than 3,000 cases of the strain, with Michigan recording the second most, with more than 1,500 cases in the middle of a surge of new infections in that state. The rise in cases in some areas of the U.S. is coming as vaccination efforts are also increasing. The CDC says more than 167 million doses of COVID vaccine have been administered, and for the third straight day, the seven-day average is over 3 million doses per day. Nearly a third of Americans have now received at least one dose of COVID vaccine, with more than 62 million people now fully vaccinated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on
it. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
And I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. TrackGrabber.com.
Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you.
Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive.
They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck.
Go to TrackGrabber.com.
Log on. Get yourself a pair.
Get a pair for the family.
They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand.
They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness.
They will pay for themselves the first time you use the
TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
The federal government won't require a COVID vaccination passport, according to the White House chief medical advisor. The concept of a passport in some form to provide proof of a COVID vaccination has been contested in the last few weeks, with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signing an executive order banning them in his state. But Dr. Anthony Fauci says that's not something the federal government is planning on requiring for business or travel. He tells the Politico Dispatch that will be left up to private entities.
I do believe that there will be individual entities that will do that. There may be theaters that say you don't get in unless you have proof of vaccination. There may be colleges or other educational institutions that do that. I'm not saying they should or that they would, but I'm saying you could foresee how an independent entity might say, well, we can't be dealing with you unless we know you're vaccinated, but it's not going to be mandated from the federal government.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The number of migrants illegally crossing the southern border has reached its highest levels in at least 15 years. New data shows that U.S. Customs and Border Patrol took more than 170,000 migrants into custody last month. Cochise County, Arizona Sheriff Mark Daniels says things are only getting worse for border communities. He tells Fox News that the Biden administration's policies have directly led to the current surge.
These are intended consequences in the fact that we saw this coming. We saw it in the past. We're seeing it now. Since the last time we've talked, it only gets worse. It truly is getting worse. And we're seeing the messaging continuing, the collapse of resources, the infrastructure collapse, the enforcement, the CBP's out doing processing, administrative work, opening up the border when it comes to the security concept of this. So the impact felt by communities, by sheriffs, by law enforcement, by our state border states, it's getting worse. It truly is. And the public safety side of this and the humanitarian side, which I read every day of people dying on this border, trying to get across it, the journey up here by the kids and being sexually assaulted, it's not a good scenario.
And Baylor and Gonzaga will face off tonight to become a national champion, nearly 2 years since the last victory in the NCAA tournament was crowned. This will be the sixth all-time meeting between the two schools, with Gonzaga having won the previous five. They last squared off in the 2019 NCAA tournament, with Gonzaga walking away with an 83-71 win. Tip-off in Indianapolis is 9:20 Eastern. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.